20 years ago tomorrow, smoking was banned in the Irish workplace, making Ireland a world leader in smoking prevention. Today, the HSE says there are 800,000 fewer smokers in Ireland than in 2004. Medical experts, however, have warned of the growth of vaping among young people, threatening to reverse positive trends. Let's talk to Martina Blake now, who's the HSE's lead for the Tobacco Free Ireland programme. Martina Blake, you're very welcome to the programme and thanks for joining us. 20 years ago, tomorrow. It just doesn't feel like that, I can tell you. But the impact of this, I mean, in Ireland, we can talk about that in a moment, but because Ireland was one of the first places to introduce this ban, what was the impact elsewhere in the world?
Hi, Brian. Thanks very much. Yeah, absolutely. We were world leaders and considered world leaders in tobacco control at the time. It was the first time that a country took this kind of leap of faith, I suppose, in terms of protecting staff and employees and introducing this measure. And it has had a significant impact in terms of reducing the number of smokers and protecting the health of employees in workplaces. And since that time, 74 other countries have followed suit and banned smoking in indoor public spaces. So that has really helped. And it has progressed, I suppose, the tobacco control agenda, the whole debate around secondhand smoke and the harm that smoking caused. I suppose it highlighted that. And there's been a number of other legislative measures that have come in the intervening years in terms of reducing plain packaging has come in, so we now have pictorial warnings and we have plain packs, and we've prevented, I suppose, the advertising of tobacco as well in terms of other pieces of legislation that have come in the interim over the last 20 years in Ireland.
So you're saying 800,000 fewer people smoke today than 20 years ago, but the fact that we have a tobacco-free Ireland programme is an indication in itself of the fact that there's a lot more to be achieved, a lot more to be done. Are we going to be fighting these battles? Absolutely. Are you going to be involved in these kind of programmes for as long as tobacco is legal and is available and is on sale?
Yes, we absolutely need to kind of move, I suppose, in the direction of a tobacco-free Ireland. And the government set a strategy back in 2013 to have a smoking prevalence of 5% or less, which is, you know, considered a tobacco-free Ireland. And we're a long way off achieving that, unfortunately. We're at 18%, and we've stalled in that smoking prevalence over the last 5 years. It's kind of remained at around 18%. So we definitely have lots more to do in order to get to a tobacco-free Ireland. And we would encourage ministers in our government to think about new and progressive tobacco control policies to try and move that agenda forward.
Martina Blake from the HSE, thanks very much for that.